Hey, Lighting, have you heard?
No, and I don't care.
No.
The Truck Show. We're going to show you what we know. We're going to answer what the truck. Because truck rides with the truck show. We have the lifted, we have the lowered, and everything in between. We'll talk about trucks that run on diesel and the ones that run on gasoline.
The truck show, the truck show, the truck show, whoa, whoa.
It's the Truck Show with your hosts, Lightning and Holman.
This episode of the Truck Show podcast, Have You Heard? Is proudly presented by Nissan. With the Frontier, Titan, and Titan XD, Nissan has a truck for every need, along with the legendary Nissan durability. Test drive your next truck at a local Nissan dealer today, or point your browser to NissanUSA.com, where you can use the build and price tool to configure a Nissan truck that fits your lifestyle.
And when you're thinking about adding power or improving fuel economy, Banks has over 65 years of experience. Whether it's cold air intakes or exhaust systems, tuning, throttle control, charge air cooling, lubrication components, and much more, no one offers smarter, safer, 50-state emissions-compliant performance parts than Gale Banks. You'll find the best engineered parts for your truck at BanksPower.com.
And when you're looking for quality, full synthetic lubrication for your truck, AMSOIL has you covered with motor oil, lubricants and protectants, grease, additives, and more. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants deliver wear protection, engine cleanliness, and fuel efficiency that conventional oils simply can't match. Find out how AMSOIL synthetic lubricants can save you money and time by helping your vehicles run better and last longer than with conventional oils at AMSOIL.com. When it comes to lubrication, AMSOIL is the leader in synthetics. Hey, Lighting. Do you know your note?
Not this one.
Come on now, it's time to take a trip down Speedy Lane. We're gonna play an exhaust for you, and nope, we're not insane.
Well, maybe a little.
Know your note. Come on and cast your vote. Know your note. Get it right and you can gloat. Know your note.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
How do you think Omar felt when he was doing that?
Vroom, 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 vroom.
I guarantee you he was alone by himself in the sound booth where nobody could hear him.
I'm sure that is how it went down. TruckShowPodcast@gmail.com. Most of the Know Your Notes from this segment came in via email. They're just attachments on email. That's probably the easiest way to get one to us. TruckShowPodcast@gmail.com. Holman, this is the first one from Seth Anderson. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, that
I don't
sounded,
even know how many cylinders. Like,
to me, that sounded V8-ish.
I was going to say it sounded V8, but it's like too mellow. Like
it just got a really good muffler.
I know, but it's not like an it's not like an American V8. It doesn't have that like rumble to it. It's almost too smooth. There's a weird like overlap to it.
I think it's definitely American.
I'm gonna go with Japanese V8.
Really?
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like anything American. It sounds too like
I'm going dodgy. It's dodge-esque.
Nah, I don't know what it is. I'm gonna go Japanese.
Really?
Okay. It'll be something weird like a V8 4Runner or something.
By the way, I forgot to read Seth's his intro. He says, "Hello, Jaboobly and Fruit Pants."
All right, Jaboobly. He's a long time listener. We know that.
Oh, geez, really?
What is it? What is it?
The engine is a 4.6-liter V8 in a 2016 Lexus GX460. Lightning could not have been more wrong.
No, you said V8.
I said American. And you said...
It didn't sound like an American V8 to me.
Very well damped.
I don't know why. It just didn't... Yeah. It just felt like it was...
Too smooth.
Muted. Yeah.
Okay. All right, do we...
Know your notes.
All right, this one
probably
is from Colby White. Attached are 5 Know Your Notes
awesome.
And answers.
All right.
Holy macaroni.
Let's
All
do
right,
it.
Let's
I'm
start
ready.
With Know Your Note number 1 from Colby.
I ate my ear Wheaties today.
Your ear Wheaties?
Yeah. So my hearing is good.
I need those.
Hey,
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a high-pressure fuel pump.
Yep, heard that.
Whoa.
The hell is that?
That's a V8. With, like, glass packs or something on it. I was going to say big rig the way it was, like, thrummy. But
no, it's a
V8 something.
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of vehicle it's in, but it's got to be... I'm going to go big block American pushrod V8.
Yes, 100%, but what? But what? One more time. Listen right here.
Start it up easy so it's not high compression.
But listen to that.
It's not super high compression. I think it's like a 440 wedge motor or something like that. Like a Dodge motorhome or something.
You think so?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Like
big block. Something American big block.
Okay, so let me look for his answer for number one. Here we go. Here's Colby's answer.
So that there was a 1987 Chevy Suburban with the good old classic TBI 350 in it with, I don't know how many zillions of miles on it. But the exhaust on it is a glass pack, cherry bomb glass.
All right,
pack.
There it is.
All right.
A drive line as a section of tubing because I ran out of exhaust tubing. And it was a temporary fix that's been on there for about 5 years.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right. That's a half a point. I mean, I said glass packs, right?
Yep.
I said American V8. I was just wrong about brand and displacement. I think that's a half a point.
All right. Do we
know your notes?
Now, that sounds like a tractor.
That's a tractor.
Yeah, it's got to be.
That's something diesel.
Yeah.
It's a four-cylinder diesel tractor.
You think like a little Caterpillar or something?
Like Kubota or something?
Yeah. Oh, is it a tractor or could it be like a side-by-side? You know, like the...
No, it's too... It feels like diesel and too high a displacement for side-by-side.
All right.
That there is a 1985 Kubota tractor.
When
the
what?
Tiny
yes!
Three-cylinder, non-turbo diesel.
Nice.
Basically, it's a giant snowblower. Has a snowblower.
And I have not...
It's got a snowblower.
I've not listened to any of these.
Know your notes from this section we're all taking when it's like 15 degrees outside.
The reason I said it was that Kubota is because we have a Kubota up at the ranch. And it reminded me of driving that Kubota tractor around.
Okay, well, you've got a little bit of a head start.
But that's
on
that fine.
One.
I didn't listen to any of these.
That was great.
But
yeah.
I'm taking that one. That's a full freaking point right there.
Take it. You earned it.
Here's another one for you. Let's see if you guys can get this one.
Is that a monkey with one arm hitting a
what?
Drum? Oh, it's two stroke.
A million.
Yamaha.
No, that's going to be something weird, like a 1984 Husqvarna or something.
It could be a Husky. Yeah, two stroke. Bah, bah, bah.
No. That's a Kawasaki.
Is it Cowie?
I bet you that's a Kawasaki.
I'm going to go Yamaha. Definitely a two stroke.
Okay.
That there was a 1997. Polaris RMK 700. So it's a twin cylinder 700 with twin pipes, high compression head, and a few other little goodies on it.
All right, totally wrong.
We never would have gotten that in a million years.
No, we take a point off the board for lightning and home.
We did not. We definitely did not.
Both. Know your notes.
Totally suck.
Nah, that was awful.
It just occurred to me that our hearing is so bad when it comes to these things that we probably can't even hear them when they say lower the suckage.
Got another
dirt bike or something.
Yeah.
It's Brad Rappy.
That's a four stroke for sure.
No, that's a four stroke. I mean, that sounds like a side by side to me.
No, that's a motorcycle.
That's a motorcycle?
Yeah.
I'm going with some sort of. I'm going to split the difference. It's a four wheel ATV.
No, that's.
Ooh, Brad's kind of high. He's got an exhaust on it.
Yeah.
Got an FMF on there?
Or two brothers, something old. Yeah,
okay, that's a four stroke. It's a four stroke, four cylinder.
I'm gonna go with
power sport.
I'm gonna say that is a Honda.
But keep in mind, he already has a Polaris in the family.
It doesn't matter.
Is he gonna stay with Polaris?
No. He's not. No, he's not.
He's not brand loyal.
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
No.
That was a 97 Honda XR 400R with White Brothers exhaust on it.
No, oh, we're close. We're close.
That's a two brothers.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, that's fine. All right, we'll give Lightning that point.
All right. I was close, adjacent.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Number five from Colby. He's got quite a fleet, by the way.
That's a big rig.
No, that's not a big rig.
Oh, no. No, you're right. So, something that's very ugly cold. It's angry. It's got the Hemi tick.
Did Oof. Have a Hemi tick. But it's not a Hemi, though. I don't feel like that's a Hemi. Oh man.
It definitely had an exhaust leak.
And there was a squeak at the beginning. Do you hear that?
Let's listen one more time.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just rewind that. Here we go.
Oh, and listen to how old and junky that thing is.
Yeah.
That's like a medium duty, like 60s or 70s truck that has no door panels on it anymore.
Can you guys hear that? Because we're listening through headphones, so it's clear to us. But hopefully, if you crank up your car stereo, you can hear that. It's kind of that old, tinny, thick, but tinny metal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's an old cab over. Straight six. It's a gas straight six Ford. Cab over.
Really?
Chassis cab. Medium duty. Yeah, it sounds carbureted. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know where to start on this one.
I'm going with that.
I'm saying straight six gas,
old, sometimes in the somewhere in the 60s or 70s. And it is it's got a header leak on it or an exhaust leak on it. And it's like a Ford chassis cab truck or something.
Mm.
That was a Ford EcoBoost.
No, what?
Just kidding.
Oh.
It's an 85 Chevy 4.3 liter
V6. No, it's a V6. All
right. That I bought from my neighbor for $100.
It runs that way.
And it runs and drives.
Yeah, it runs and drives like $100. Well, that wasn't super successful.
No.
It's funny, the things that we should have gotten, we didn't. And the weird things, we did.
Yeah, that was odd.
Which is strange.
All right, Holman, I got one for you.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I know that ding.
Do you?
Oh my God, that thing sounds like a Cummins. And it's not. Maybe it is. Oh,
now that's the exhaust note.
It's a straight six. And that ding was a Toyota ding.
There are guys cursing at you right now.
Because they're mad that it's really a Dodge? You know what it is? No. You know what it is? It's your...
Sounds good.
It's your Banks, that piece of crap that you brought to my house last week when we recorded. That gray crew cab, was it 21? No.
It was a 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
No.
No. Yeah. It sounds so Cummins-y, but I think it's Scott Birdsall's truck because you were there, and that ding in the beginning felt like that's probably what.
So
it was.
your final is a Cummins.
No,
truck.
No, I think you threw me a curveball.
Yeah. Does Holman
know your notes?
I'm just gonna go with straight six.
The correct answer is a 1997 Ford F-250 7.3-liter power
that's
stroke.
That's the Excursion. Yeah, this did not sound like a V8. Weird.
Well, we ended on a bummer.
Well, hold on. I might have one for you.
All right.
I feel like I need to redeem myself by making sure you are host.
Did I fail? Okay, well, does Lightning
know your notes?
Chances are slim.
All right,
I'll give it a whirl. Oh, geez. Oh, okay.
All right, this is a... Turn it off, Vern, real quick. Oh, yeah.
What is that? That is purring so smoothly. It's not American, because I was going to say like an old Jeep, but I don't think it is. I'm going with like a 70s Datsun. Am I close?
Do you
know your notes?
That would be a 2022 Ford Raptor EcoBoost.
It's no way. It sounds like a Datsun.
Yeah. All right. I got one more for you.
All right.
Can you let's see if you can
know your notes?
I don't know my notes. No. All right. I'm ready. Hit me. Man. So I was going to say at first you're 392, but it doesn't crackle like you're 392, so it's not that. So I do think it is Hemi. Is it a 6.4 and something? What is it?
I don't know. Do you
know your notes?
What is it? Holman, tell me!
That would be a Jeep Wagoneer with a 5.7 Hemi.
I was close-ish.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
All okay. right. So, yeah, I don't know that we completely redeemed ourselves on this
no.
process.
No, we didn't.
But we're batting at least like 500-ish or something. So I'm going with it.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
Do you guys enjoy playing along? If so, send us a few Know Your Notes, truckshowpodcast@gmail.com. It's easy. Just attach a sound file and be sure to tell us what it is. You can either do it in the same email or a follow-up email.
MP3, MP4, WAV file, whatever you got, send it our way.
And we promise to let you down.
Speaking of letting you down, we'll see you for our next episode next Monday.
The Truck Show Podcast is a production of Truck Famous LLC. This podcast was created by Sean Holman and Jay Tillis with production elements by DJ Omar Khan. If you like what you've heard, please open your Apple Podcast or Spotify app and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're a fan, there's no better way to show your support than by patronizing our sponsors. Some vehicles may have been harmed during the making of this podcast.